Welcome to A Journey Through Holy Week. I'm Ross, and today we continue our journey towards Resurrection Sunday. I'm glad you're here. Today is Maundy Thursday.
Today's reading is from John 13, 1 through 5, 12 through 15, 34 through 35. Now before the feast of Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it to the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you also should do just as I have done to you. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you are also to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another."
Scripture is full of dramatic scenes. There's parted waters, massive military victories. But today's reading is one of the most dramatic scenes in the Bible. Washing feet, feet that had walked miles in open-toed sandals down country and animal-filled roads, was the job of the lowest of servants. Jesus, who in the same passage rightly affirms his status as Lord, completely flips the traditional understanding of what it means to be a part of a kingdom. Yesterday, Jesus instructed us to love God and to love each other, and today he's showing us how. The God we worship is a God who serves, and he calls us to follow his example. I'm not saying that you have to wash your neighbor's feet, but don't be surprised if loving your neighbor sometimes requires that level of humility. I'm personally struck by the timing of this scene. The Gospel of John tells us that Judas already had it in his heart to betray Jesus. Jesus, being God, knows this, right? And I can't help but wonder, what was it like for Judas at that dinner? If he knew what he was going to do, did he enjoy himself? One last ride before betraying his teacher and those he had journeyed with for years? I'll let people a lot smarter than me try to explain what Judas was thinking. But the good news is we know exactly what Jesus was thinking. Scripture makes it clear that his last lesson was about love. At this last dinner party, Jesus decided to extend one more lesson to his disciples, including Judas. Judas betrayed Jesus with clean feet. When Jesus calls us to love our neighbor, he's calling us to let our love be the thing that defines us. May the love that we have for those in our community, our families, our kids, and those who feel like they have or maybe actually have betrayed us, define us as a church. That kind of love is what will make a difference. Foot-washing kind of love is impossible to ignore. What would it look like to love someone in your life like that today? I'm going to have Mia read the scripture for today one more time. As she does, don't be surprised if God brings someone to mind for you. You may already have someone in mind, and if you do, pause this podcast and follow that conviction you are feeling to love that person like Jesus told us to love all people, wherever God may lead. If you're looking for more, check out the free downloadable Journey Through Holy Week resource so that you and your family can journey together.
Today's reading is from John 13, 1 through 5, 12 through 15, 34 through 35. Now before the feast of Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart out of this world to the Father, having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. During supper, when the devil had already put it to the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going back to God, rose from supper. He laid aside his outer garments and, taking a towel, tied it around his waist. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was wrapped around him. When he had washed their feet and put on his outer garments and resumed his place, he said to them, "Do you understand what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that you also should do just as I have done to you. A new commandment I give you, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you are also to love one another. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another."
A Journey Through Holy Week is a product of Awana Audio and a special edition of the Resilient Disciples podcast. Huge thanks to Mia from Chicago and the team at Awana who made this podcast happen. Subscribe to the Resilient Disciples podcast wherever you listen and go to resilientdisciples.com for more resources on child discipleship all year long. Thank you for listening. Thank you for journeying with us. We'll talk tomorrow.